Bravest thing I've ever done was to run away tonight, but not this time. Not this time. And the weakest thing I have ever done was to stay right by your side, just like this time. Every time. So I lied and said that I missed you when we were apart. I couldn't tell you, so I had to lead you on. But I didn't mean to break your heart. I always seem distracted, like my mind is somewhere else. That's because it's true. Yes, it's true. It's this stupid pride that makes me feel like I have to follow through, even half-assedly. Loving you. Why must I always speak in terms of cowardice? But I guess I should have just come out and told you right from the start.
So that was some automation, and now we're on the air. You're listening to these two.
Duncan does not.
Oh, Duncan, do not do it. This is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to All That Radio with Charlie and Zach. We got a great show planned for you. We're 7 minutes late, but that means we're going to be 7 minutes better.
Yep.
Than we would have been. That's how we're going to spin this one for the crowd. And it's Friday, October 14th. Zach's signaling that his headphones are too loud. Yeah. Are they still too loud?
No, they're perfect now.
Aww.
See, I gotta hear Charlie screaming in my ear all the time.
Ah!
And when we got these headphones on, I just don't want that to be even louder than normal. So, there we go.
We're logging in. We're moving on. Internet's a great place. And it's a beautiful fall day. It's brisk. It's about 54 degrees right now outside. We got a nice breeze. Not a cloud in the sky. Can't complain. Zach, how you feeling?
I've been better. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things wrong with today. There's, first of all, it's fall. It's my second favorite season, so it's not the best.
Dang it.
There could be like one or two clouds in the sky instead of none. Just like a little bit of contrast there would be really nice. You know, these leaves, they're looking a little too yellow today. And, I really would prefer if there would be a little bit greener for me or a little bit redder. So, you know, it's not a perfect day.
All right. So, shut up. Zach's got some, what age music?
Something, I don't know.
19 years old or 1900s?
1800s.
We have 1800s. How many hundreds do we have?
We have two locos.
I don't understand. all right, let's play some music.
All righty.
Let us play
some music.
This is him signaling that he's just not ready.
Let's go.
We're in a bit of a rush this morning, but we're settling in. pardon the interruption. It was really weird that Mahler chose to kind of end the symphony like that.
Yeah.
You know, the last movement, you'd think it would come kind of to this large finale, and it was really a short movement at the end of the day, honestly.
Yeah, well, you see, Mahler was all about taking that big, bold boisterous instrumental style. You know, those that brass, those strings just going up and down those arpeggios, and then just taking a real nice little chill electronic beat and just throwing it at the end. He wasn't a big fan of chamber music, actually. Very, very few chamber pieces, but occasionally he just threw like a, you know, a two soprano vocal piece.
With a good beat underneath.
Yeah. He was a sucker for a good beat.
I'm a sucker for a good beat. What can I say? All right. Well, that was a fun little exercise in hybridity, let's say.
Yeah. Just call us Gregor Mendel. That's the P-Plant guy, right?
That's the P-Plant guy. Just call us Gregor Mendel and the boys. We're planting peas all day long. All right. Well, the WMFO donation drive is still going on. So if you haven't yet donated, maybe this one will, maybe this PSA will help you figure that out. How do I get to these?
Good start.
All right. I'm just going to say my own PSA about donations. Please donate to WMFO. It'll help us continue this sweet freeform style and fight against the jerks over at Clear Channel.
iHeartRadio.
And now it's officially iHeartRadio. But why have iHeartRadio when you can have all that radio and all the other great shows on WMFO? I'm just going to sample off some names. We got Trailer Park Noise. We got Category Theory. Time Travel. Studio Break Time. Penguin Hip Hop. The Davis Square Fools, Socialist Alternative Radio, Outside the Lines, The Giddy Up, The Dweezil Show, That's Our Cue, The Electric Hour, one of the worst shows on the radio, Animal, Vegetable, or Mineral, Trailer Park Noise, Trailer Park Noise. All right, but there are a lot of good shows on the station, and they're playing every week, and people put their heart and soul into these, and just a little bit of cash will make a big difference for keeping the lights on at the station.
And then people do put their heart and soul in these, and then there's us.
Yeah, we're freeloading a little bit, but we're saying the donation PSA, so.
We're not even playing the real one.
I couldn't figure it out.
We're not good
hard.
Enough to even find it.
I really thought I was able to do it earlier, but it's whatever.
I do recall you having played a few of them.
I've played a few, but you know, it's good to switch it up anyways.
Yeah, it is good. That was more heartfelt than anything I've ever heard.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, let's play some more music.
Yeah.
So, well, last week we were in a bit of a bind because, you know, the theme of our show is new music. And it was weird because, the week between two shows ago and one show ago, there was actually no new written music. Or recorded music, for that matter.
Yeah, it was actually a uniform industry-wide break.
Yeah, they're just taking a quick breather. But music's back on?
Music is indeed back on, but I'm not back on it.
I understand.
Yeah.
Now we're being honest. Honesty, the best policy.
Yeah, I'm just throwing a little bit of Honest Abe in there, and...
Okay. Let's play some more music.
We'll play some more old music.
All right.
Chance to dance. Here we go. Ooh, Mr. Stay. You've been waiting.
Yeah.
Oh, what a show. It's so great to have Kishibashi in the studio today.
It was a great live performance by them, and I can't believe the crowd left so fast.
Yeah, it's dead silent in there.
It's the crowd's all gone, so bye, guys. But they paid heftily for their tickets, so.
Yeah. I'm not going to say that. You still got to donate.
You still got to donate. Obviously all the proceeds. They went to an unrelated non-for-profit.
Totally, dude.
And that's, I was saying when I was on my surfboard, and then the other, and they were also on the surfboard, and I was like, totally.
Well. Totally.
Totally.
Totally. We're going to take it away with a little bit of the poetry hour.
Oh, we got some fresh new poems?
We've got some new poems, which means we just need a little bit of background music for those poems.
I'm going to... I'll be fading.
The head or the tail, or somewhere in between. For trees, my friends, are never at the ends. Trees are always between. Between destruction and life, between six and seven, between food and friends. Dead, dying, alive. Trees. Trees four.
There's no need for that. That was strange. I wasn't really listening, but I'll have to listen to the actual content of the poetry later.
Yeah. If we had let that go, that's actually a pretty good song if that was going to go into.
Oh, that would have been kind of clever, I thought it was more fun to just kind of do the abrupt break.
We'll come back to it later.
we'll figure it out.
We'll come back to it. Well, I guess it's time for the traffic report.
Yeah, let's check out what's going on there. It's at 9:28. We got the traffic on the 28. Walk signs on. Oh, let's see the pedestrians. Get the shout.
Dude, it's empty.
Everything's empty?
It's empty. Oh, no, there's one over there. Oh, wow. No, now we got a whole group of people coming over. But other than that, it's completely empty. I don't even know what is going on here. And I don't know why they're walking in the street. Now they're not. They're slowly approaching sidewalk.
I'm just imagining a world in which we look outside for like the traffic report and everyone's moving backwards. All the cars are going in reverse. All the people are walking out of the walkway.
They just know. So they know that we're here now in this place, in this room. What are we doing?
What are we, just in general? I don't know. You're too far from your microphone. You gotta reel it back in there, friend.
We're reeled back in like a fish out of water.
All right. Let's take it easy. Let's play some more music, and we'll be back with more fun banter. You can't just do that. That's not what we want to hear. Next.
Fair. I'm being told that I can't just continue the instrumental track from before.
Nope. You gotta...
into a new song, which is definitely just a downer for me.
You gotta speak into the microphone.
Definitely a downer for me.
Even then, I don't know. Maybe there's something about the way that I'm...
the right mic on?
Yeah, the right mic's on. I'm a professional.
Okay. It's fine.
Yeah, it's just you're not talking in the microphone.
And when I ask and we've been driving since noon. But if I'd known how that would sound to you, I would have stayed in your bed for the rest of my life, just to prove I was right, that it's harder to be friends than lovers. And you shouldn't try to mix the two, 'cause if you do it and you're still unhappy, then you know that the problem is you. And it's true that I stole your lighter, and it's also true that I lost the map. But when you said that I wasn't worth talking to, I had to take your word on that. But if you trying to it up, but you've never been a waste of my time. It's never been a drag. So take a deep breath and count back from 10, and maybe you'll be alright. And the license said you had to stick around until I was dead. But if you're tired of looking at my face, I guess I already am. But you've never been a waste of my time. It's never been a drag. So take a deep breath and count back from 10, and maybe you'll be alright.
That was the worst Kate Bush song I ever heard.
Yeah, that would have been not a good Kate Bush song.
It's different. It's not Kate Bush. Yeah. It's okay.
It's all right. It's a great Liz Phair song.
She spells her name wrong. I'm rearranging my microphone.
We can hear.
Hey. Anyways, I think it's time for a regularly scheduled PSA. Yeah. I hope that you all attended Honk. Zach, did you end up going?
No.
Classic.
I did see it happening.
I was at the...
Actually, one band I felt like was chasing me down a street when I was walking back to Tufts. Like, we were walking back, and it just kept following us. It was kind of cool. But I didn't directly like go to appreciate Honk. I was just in Davis Square while it was happening.
I understand. Where did I?
Where?
Let's see. All right. So we're gonna go back to the whole vegetarian thing. Classic. I ate a vegetarian calzone last night. It was pretty good, and I had a falafel as well.
Ooh, dumb.
I had all sorts of good vegetarian things. Did you know that you could save 100 animals per year just by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right. Going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive, too. And to start you off saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier, PETA will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to the PETA website link. Then fill out the form there to receive a copy of PETA's Vegetarian and Vegan Starter Kit, or view the online version that's posted there. It will guide you through the transition to a healthier, happier, and longer-lasting life. It is everything from recipes to tips on eating out to health information and videos. That's PETA.org. This has been a public service announcement from People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals and your tomato, mushroom, and onion loving friends here at WMFO. That's me.
Yes, Charlie is a vegetarian.
There's something wrong with you, with your...
I think it was better when...
Maybe mic 4 is just no good. You want to switch back to mic 3?
Yes.
So speak directly into the microphone now.
Hello, my name is Zachary. Oh, this so microphone mic 4 is works.
Okay, yeah. So just swap that bad boy out. All right. Everything makes more sense now. I was trying to be like responsible and kind of switch it back, but I wonder if that's a known issue.
Well, there's clearly a reason why it wasn't over there. And it was... Never mind, that doesn't make any sense. I was going to say it was to silence me.
Yeah, I guess it was. It did have that effect.
Now I can have the full range.
Whatever, my mic was picking you up. It's
of
fine.
Volume in my voice. Woo! We got an email.
You got mail. You've got mail.
We've got mail. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So we've got a special song that we just rediscovered this past week, and it's a tribute to one of the best shows that was ever made. Friends is a Sham, and it was a conspiracy
you
invented by the United States government to kill comedy.
Tweets. Friends is really bad, though.
Friends is bad.
Friends is bad. Friends is the only thing worse than Friends, though, is...
ISIS?
Oh, I was going to say How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, Homie. Him.
There we go.
There we go.
Yeah. Arguably the worst show on television
is Friends.
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh. Well, and they're not on television anymore.
Neither of them are on television anymore. They're all based around the same theme.
Friendship.
Yeah.
Apartments.
Yeah.
New York City.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, there we go. So if you're making a show about friendship apartments in New York City, just know that it's going to be worse each time it's done.
Yeah. Seinfeld was the king.
But here we go.
Let's put Seinfeld back on TV, people.
Affection. And you said, oh, this is Hamilton, not Domi. Valerie.
Oh, hi, Valerie. What's up?
I'll tell you what's up. My stepmother is violently ill, so I hit the button for poison control, and I get you.
Wow, poison control? That's even higher than number one.
So that's all they wrote.
Poison control.
That's such a good song. I need to make sure I get more Sign back in my life.
Yeah, it's hard to find to watch, isn't it?
It's on Hulu.
It is. Oh, well, Hulu is the worst. So
I bought a Hulu subscription only to watch it.
Yeah, we have a Hulu subscription in my house actually, but it's unbearable to watch because advertisements.
That's whatever. Anyways, so Zach's got an announcement for us.
Yeah, today's Friday, which means there are office hours for Chem 1 at 2:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. If you're having trouble with this week's lab, we were doing chemicals in everyday life. Why don't you just swing on by to my office hours, you know, just ask your questions. Let all your questions come to light now so that we can iron them out before the lab reports are due next Wednesday.
Chemicals in everyday life, is that just wintergreen?
So chemicals in everyday life.
Salicylic acid.
It's neither of those. It is a lab in which students are asked. Previously, it was a lab in which students were given 10 unknown white solid substances and asked to identify them using a barrage of chemical tests.
One of them being taste it. It's salicylic acid.
However, we removed two of the substances, which were sugars, because it required essentially scorching the sugar with concentrated sulfuric acid in order to test for it.
And that was smelly.
It was dangerous, so they removed it. So now students are now only asked to identify 8 solid white substances, which is significantly easier than identifying 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Why is it that much easier?
It just takes less time.
Just 20% easier, I think.
No. No. It's
no.
Like it's not an equal amount of work to identify each one.
I understand.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. You know, there's chemicals all around us. I've got three chemicals I can think of right off the top of my head. I'm not going to share them right now, but I'll get back to you.
There we go.
I'll send you. Here's the thing, folks. Send me an email at charles.meyer@tufts.edu. And I will go ahead. I'll send you a letter with the three chemicals.
Now, in terms of letter, is postage covered by Charles Dunn?
No. Yeah, so you're going to need to also send me a traveler's check.
Oh, a traveler's
check. Or I'll accept a Western Union money transfer.
Okay. Well, if you're like I am, listeners, you'll be submitting that Freedom of Information Act request to charles.meyer@tufts.edu.
I don't think you can send one of those to an email address.
Well, why don't you tell that to me?
I just did. Did you just send an email?
I did.
That's good that we could hear it. Chemicals. What chemicals, please? Just received an email from Zach Graziano. It's marked it as done. I don't need to look at that anymore.
Oh, are you working toward inbox zero?
No, I'm at about inbox like 15 or 20,000 right now.
Oh, all right. Well, there we go.
I'm gonna delete them all, just like my role model Hillary Clinton.
Yikes!
I only delete my emails in batches of 35,000.
Anyway, moving right along.
Moving right along. Moving right We've officially endorsed Evan McMullen for president.
lies. I remain committed to Hillary Clinton for president.
I think we're advocating for a straight yes ticket. Just whatever the question is, like we're gonna take after Jim Carrey and just say yes, man.
I don't know what any of the questions are in my state. Actually, I don't know if we have ballot questions in my state.
In New York.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that they never granted that power to the people.
Well, we've got a beautiful democracy here in Massachusetts. And
you
I'm,
do.
And I'm going to be celebrating that by being very positive and just saying yes.
You have 4 ballot questions, in fact.
Interesting.
And I only know what 3 of them are about.
Whatever. We're moving right along, and we're going to play a game. It's called... Didn't plan for this. Play some noises, Zach, and we're going to identify them.
Okay.
Dead cat.
Oh, that was just me.
I understand.
Yeah, that's how that works.
We're going to get back to you with this interactive trivia game in a second. We're going to play a song first to prepare.
Here we go. We're back.
Oh!
And that was one of the many covers on the new Say Yes, a tribute to Elliott Smith tribute album released today by American Laundromat Records.
Wow, that was an incredibly detailed little description you made there.
We're all about the detail here. American Laundromat Met Records, of course, is headquartered in Lincoln, Nebraska.
I was going to hope you were going to say, where's Duluth? Duluth?
Minnesota. All right, well, we got a quick little set of trivia questions here.
All right, I'm going to see how well we can do on this.
Here we go. Now, of course, I can probably do a little bit better than you because I am looking at the answers. All right, why don't we start here? Which U.S. state's largest city is Baltimore?
Hawaii.
Oh yeah, that's it. Baltimore, Hawaii. All right.
Was that a legitimate question?
Yes.
That's too bad.
Yeah, these are not.
Who's this stumping?
All right. So in statistical mechanics, there's a function defined for just a standard discrete system as z equals the summation over all the microstates of e to the negative beta times the energy of that microstate. And what this question is really asking is what is that function called?
I'm going to have to go ahead and say the partition function.
Oh, yeah. It's the partition function.
And, you know, if you just take the natural log of that, it's going to be pretty easy to differentiate with respect to time.
No. Temperature.
Dang it. Wrong T.
Yeah, wrong T. Capital T.
I've been overhearing a fair amount of physical chemistry.
Yeah. Charlie knows his physical chemistry. He knows all about the energy state, energy spacings. He knows all about the partition functions. He knows all about how to calculate his average ensemble energy from it. And we're getting into our last few moments of the show today.
It's a fleeting few.
It is. And we're gonna go back to if you recall earlier in the show, we played a little instrumental interlude. So we're gonna expand upon that.
Just gonna wrap that one up.
Yeah, I mean, we're not really gonna expand upon that. The artist who created the music is going to expand upon
that. The artist formerly known as I created this music.
I did not create this music.
All right.
But someone did.
Enough.
Fun. Into the abyss we go.
All right.
White-cheeked and bleak, knowing all the answers. Cheat and bleak, knowing all the answers.
too.